From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,074th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry. Tonight, starring Roy Acuff.
Said that we were through. Don't know why. Don't know why. I feel like I do. Thinking of days that used to be. A few happy memories is all you gave to me.
Hey,
don't know why. Don't know why. I feel like I do. I could hide my sorrow, not even show my pain. Prove that I am to be lonely, should laugh when they mention your name. Don't know why my love should be played. I'm losing my mind in this crazy game. Don't know why, don't know why.
Country music himself, Roy Acuff, and all the Smoky Mountain boys and girls with Roy's latest hickory record, Don't Know Why. Well, thank you, Roy, and welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Grant, it's always a pleasure to be here on the show.
And a wonderful show it is tonight, Roy, with you and
Jim
all the
Carter
gang.
June Carter and Pap Dunn fell out over there.
They
both
sure
of them
have.
Off the stage.
Well, we have our comedians, June Carter and Archie Campbell, the songs of lovely June Webb, the antics of Brother Bashful Oswald, or Bashful Brother Oswald, Jimmy Riddle, Hattie Forrester, Shot Jackson, Tommy Jackson, Lonnie Wilson, Ralph Sloan, and all the Tennessee Travelers. And as our very special guest, that smiling boy who sings so fine, Hank Locklin.
Hank will be out here in a few minutes to sing us a number, but right now it's time we had some fun. And I don't know of anybody who could give us any better fun than our good friend Archie the Cam from Bull's Gap. Come on out here, Archie. Archie Campbell, make him welcome, will you?
Hello, Roy. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's that you got there?
Well, I've been kind of keeping up on the news, Archie, with the Tennessean and the banner. This is the banner I hold right here in my hand.
Yeah, but you know the only trouble with that paper, Roy, is that they waste too much space on headlines.
Well, now, let's not say something about our papers here in the state of Tennessee, because we have good newspapers.
I'm just telling you about the Bull's Gap Bugle. That's our paper right there.
You mean that little old E-flat job's got what the banner of the Tennessean can put out?
I've got all the news that you've got in my paper with a lot less words. I can match any headline you read.
See if you can match this one right here.
All right.
All right, look right over here on this side now.
I see it.
It says a man, while under the influence of alcohol, was crossing a railroad track and fell under the train and was killed. If he had seen the train in time, he could have saved himself and jumped.
I got that right here in a lot less words.
You got it there?
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
Drunk man, late freight. He should have jumped, but now it's too late.
Hey, let's see that.
I can match any headline you got in a lot less words.
You double match on that little leaflet job. See if you've got this one there, Archie. It says, last night a young lady in a thin nightgown escaped from the insane asylum.
Say that again.
It says, last night a young lady in a thin nightgown escaped from the insane asylum. Last seen in a wooded area.
Well, I got that right here.
Where you got that?
Hank Lachlan reported missing in mountains. I'd match anything you've got in a lot less.
Let's see if you have this one in your little paper over there. Says a woman admits that she murdered 7 husbands by poison, and she married all 7 husbands on the 7th day of the 7th month. Have you got that one in there, E-flat, John?
I've got that on the sports page.
Sport page?
7 hits, 7 runs, no errors. Anything else you got there, Roy?
Here's one, Arch. It says, Farmer Brown, who raises prized chickens, has reported that his chicken's house, it's been robbed of 25 prize hens.
Chicken house has been robbed of 25 prize hens.
Right there on the right-hand column.
I've got it right here.
Let me see it.
Nashville police force has big chicken fry.
Well... Buck and the Duke better take off, hadn't he? All right, let's see if you got this one, Archie. It says, one of Nashville's oldest sporting centers. I think that's out of my house.
Yeah.
Says Joe's pool room was burned last night. It was a favorite spot for the musicians here.
Oh. Joe's pool room burns, and it was a favorite spot of a lot of the musicians.
Here on the opera.
See, where is that? I've got it right here. Pool room burns. Smoky Mountain boys left home.
Are you kidding?
All right, Archie Campbell, ladies and gentlemen, the pride of Bull's Gap. Well, now, Roy, it's guest time, and seeing how you're here handy, how about doing the honors?
I'll be glad to, Grant. Folks, this boy is no stranger to the opera, no stranger to good country music. Let's have a great big hand for our friend and yours, Hank Lachlan. I got some more words, ain't I? Welcome to the opera, Hank, and it's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you again, Roy.
Hank, what's all this I hear about you and Archie Campbell driving around the country looking at, maybe antiques and such, huh?
Well, Roy, old clocks, to be exact. You see, old clocks, among other things, is one of my hobbies.
Hank, speaking of old clocks, the man with the watch says we've talked long enough, so I reckon you'd better sing a song. How about the new one you have out on the Victor label, 'cause please help me, I'm falling. Is that all right, Hank?
Please help me, I'm falling. From me, darling, I'm begging you to please help me. I'm falling in love with you. I belong to another whose arms have grown cold, but I promise forever to have and to hold. I can never be free, dear, but when I'm with you, I know that I'm losing will to be true. Please help me, I'm falling, and that would be sin. Close the door to temptation, don't let me walk in, for I mustn't want you, but darling, I do. Please help me, I'm falling in love with you.
Hank will be back with us in a minute.
Say, Roy, do you realize that all around the USA, more men smoke Prince Albert smoking tobacco than any other kind?
Sure. I can't even recall when PA wasn't a favorite with smoking men, Grant. Makes sense to me.
Well, you bet your life, Roy. That's because Prince Albert always smokes mild and mellow. And PA's smooth and easygoing taste is what pipe smokers and roll-your-own men prefer.
And why not? PA always has fresh flavor. It's crimp cut, too, so it packs right to burn steady and cool without hot spots.
Yes, all around the USA, Prince Albert has proved itself time after time. But now, you don't need to take our word for that. You light up a pipe full and see for yourself. The proof is in the puffin. And your own taste tells you why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA. So next time you want a tasty, satisfying smoke, try Prince Albert, the smoking tobacco that's been so much of a favorite down through the years that it's America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
It's just mighty hard to beat a good old square dance for fun. So join with Tommy Jackson, Howard Porsche, and all the Tennessee Travelers. Step right out to the tune of the Snowflake Reel. Miss June's having fun too, I see. Oh!
Yeah! Yes,
Much obliged, Tommy Howard, Tennessee dancer. That was wonderful.
It certainly was, Roy. But now, don't you think it's time we had a song from a pretty girl?
I certainly do. We've got just that entertainer that fills the bill. It's Miss June Webb, and she's going to sing her very latest Hickory recording, Love Has Come My Way. Which one of you boys take that off for June, huh? Howard, one of you boys? Oh, Grady Martin!
Well, it looks like love has finally come my way. And misery at last. It looks like love has come my way. No doubt about it, love has come my way. Paradise with great big eyes of blue. Love has come my way with you. Well, I'm a little bit older now, a little bit wiser now. I know you're the one for me. Goodbye, lose and misery. At last, it looks like love has come my way. No doubt about it, love has come my way. Paradise with great big eyes of blue. Love has come my way with you. Love has come my way with you.
Miss June Webb. Now, Roy, that was lively enough, but Smoky Mountain boys gave me the nod that they want to play something real fast.
Well, Grant, I don't know how fast these two boys are, but I do know that they play mighty good. Howard Forster on the fiddle, Jimmy Riddle on the harmonica with that number, the Jesse Polka. Children.
Thank you.
pardon, Jimmy. Thanks a lot. I don't know that I ever heard you do it better. Now, folks, comes to the part of the show that always gives me a great deal of pleasure and a lot of fun. It's time to introduce one of the sweetest and the nicest and, could I say, funniest little old girls that you ever met, Miss June Carter. Darling, come over here, will you?
Just a whole lot. Did you know, Mr. Acuff, that I've been gone?
Just Roy to you, June.
Roy, I've been out west.
Have you?
Yes, I have. I've been out west, out there to California, all the way out there to Hollywood, and then all the way back across the west. And I thought because I'd been out there that it might be appropriate if I do a little western song on the show tonight.
I didn't know how you'd make it all the way out there and back in one trip.
Well, I did, and I've got this song for you that I want to do. The name of it is, He Was Tall in the Saddle Till He Busted His Blister.
Oh. Are you going to sing that? Oh, wait, you just wrote it or something?
Now, did I tell you about me seeing James Arness? You know James Arness or Matt Dillon out there on that Gunsmoke thing? Did I tell you about the time I done that show with him?
No.
Well, most girls have trouble doing that show, you know, because he's so tall and everything. Uh-huh. But it didn't bother me a bit, buddy. I just looked him right in the belt buckle and went right on. We had to do everything on that show. This one girl was on there, and he was shooting people all around, just bang, bang, shooting them. And he'd run over and he'd kiss her. And then he'd run over and shoot somebody else, and he'd run back and he'd kiss that girl. And he'd run off and he'd kiss her. It was just awful. It was just terrible if something ought to have been done about it.
Did you try to stop it?
No, I wasn't trying to stop it. I was just trying to get in on it. That's all.
Leave that alone.
I just didn't get in on it. We had to ride horses, too. No. Yes, sir, if you don't believe it, just look back where my horse has been. See? I had this one girl, she was so bow-legged. She was so bow-legged. She had both feet in the same stirrup.
Oh, no.
And me, I rode it just like anybody, you know. I got on my own horse and just chunk chunk and just rode down through there. And there's just one thing.
What's that?
Well, next time I'm going to ride side saddle.
Why?
Well, that way I can save a little place to sit down on the next day. No, I really am going to sing a short western song here. Marty Robbins has been singing Big Iron, and I'd just like for y'all to know that he's been singing it wrong.
What's your version of it?
I rewrote it myself the way that it ought to have been wrote. This is the way it goes, really. It goes, to a town of Nashville, Tennessee, rode a stranger one fine day. Oh, he had on baggy breeches, and the button popped away. Oh, I knew that he would lose them, and I knew he'd lose them quick. But he turned and quickly snapped them to a big wart on his hip.
This is Don Gibson. You know the proof is in the puffin. Well, right now, I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco.
In the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. Oh, the proof is in the puffin, in the puffin, in the puffin, and PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin, and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffing, and you'll find that PA in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's always fresh.
Now it's time we heard from our guest once more. So here's Hank Laughlin back to sing a song he recorded some time back. Send Me the Pillow You Dream On, Hank.
Send me the pillow that you dream on. Don't you know that I still care for you? Send me the pillow that you dream on.
I can dream on it too. Each night while I'm sleeping, oh so lonely, I'll share your love in dreams that once were true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. Send me the pillow that you dream on. Maybe time will let our dreams come true. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too. I've waited so long for you to write me, but just the memory's all that's left of you. Send me the pillow that you dream on, so darling, I can dream on it too.
Wonderful, Hank. Thank you. Our special thanks for being our guest this evening. Which brings us down to the spot where we give all of the ladies a big thrill. Tomorrow, we open at Dunbar Cave, and this is the boy that usually opens Dunbar. He's not going to be there tomorrow. The Willis brothers will be there. But here he is with his five-string banjo. Oswald, got anything to say?
I'm ticklish to death to be here, and I want you to get your enjoy out of
That's
me.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, when I see that southern moon, I want to cruise. I want to meet my sweetheart there in the lane. Hear them people lonely refrain, oh southern moon, shine down again. Blue and lonely, lonesome and sad, lonely for the southland, and the best time.
For Brother Oz and that great old standard, Southern Moon. Now, Roy, before we have another song from you, how about a little information on your plans for the future?
Well, Grant, we're going to be in Columbus, Georgia tomorrow, but, of course, that's the opening of the cave at Dunbar, and Just hope everybody will come out and have a lot of fun. But we're going to sing and get everybody together around here. Precious memory. June Carter, June Webb, all of you.
Precious memory, unseen angel, sent from somewhere to my soul.
Here on the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, George Morgan, Lester Flatner, and Scruggs. So be listening. This is Roy Akers saying thanks, and we'll look for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry. Good night, everyone. Come and see us.
Change to Camels. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for real smoking satisfaction. Have a real cigarette.
Have a Camel!
Start to really enjoy smoking again.
Portions broadcast our Armed Forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and is brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.